Podcasting 2.0 for April 21st, 2023, episode 130 for all the drummers out there. Oh man, it's Friday once again. It is time for Podcasting 2.0, the only boardroom that won't accept a PowerPoint pitch from anybody. That's what we do here. We're running with scissors and scotch tape. Everything happening in the current day age of modern podcasting. Everything going on with the namespace, podcastindex.org, and of course, what we're all yapping about on podcastindex.social. I'm Adam Curry here in the heart of the Texas Hill Country and in Alabama, the coolest cucumber in disorganized product development. Say hello to my friend on the other end, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dave Jones.
The show is going downhill.
Why?
We're plummeting.
What do you mean we're plummeting? Oh, we're plummeting in the fountain chart?
No, we're in the OP3s. Have you seen our OP3 page? It looks like the stock market. It's just down, 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 down.
To be honest, I never look at the OP3 pages. I don't have to. That's not how value for value works. I don't care. Can I pay the rent is the question I ask every month.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it. And if I can't, then we have a problem.
Well, based on the donations today, we can't pay the rent either.
Okay. You know, it has been tough across the board. Of course, it's tax season.
Yeah.
Although people should be starting to get refunds pretty soon. And we certainly encourage you to give your refund to the project.
This is like one of those sleazy businesses that are like, we'll give you an advance on your tax refund.
No, yeah. You don't need. No, I mean, you know what? John and I have successfully ask people to consider their tax return as a bonus and share some of that with the show as value for value. And people have done it consistently. It works really well. You're not sleazy. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you know those like, we'll advance your tax refund and we'll just keep, you know, don't worry, we'll only keep like 15%.
Yes, I know those all too well. And here we go. And people heard your call. And once in, we're off. And we're racing. It's the lit stuff that works. And we are indeed lit. That's something you get with a funky, fresh new podcast app. Let's see. We have Podcast Addict, Podcast Guru, Podverse, CurioCaster. Mm-hmm. Two of those at minimum with value for value in there. But just the idea that you get your stream, you get your chat room, you get everything all where you get your podcast apps. And of course, in I think any podcasting 2.0, but almost every single one of them, you can import your old podcast subscriptions. Can you export them from Spotify? Probably not.
No,
what am I thinking?
That's crazy talk. There's no way that they will do value for value before they let you export your feeds in OPML.
Did I read that Spotify has capitulated?
Yeah, I think they're capitulating across the board. You hear they were talking about them being, I saw James's coverage of this and they were like, we're open.
Yeah, exactly. they've applied. Instead of saying, hey, you know what? We really couldn't make the money we expect to do off of the exclusives. Instead, mm-hmm. They say, we've applied a windowing strategy.
I like that. I like the windowing strategy. Yes.
Now, a windowing strategy does, you know, it traditionally comes from, I believe, originally from motion pictures, where you're first in the theater, then you're on, you know, like pay movie channels back in the day, maybe HBO or Cinemax or Showtime. And or maybe even pay-per-view first. I think you could do on demand, and then it was one of the subscription services. Then it would be chopped up into a movie of the week, and mm-hmm. then it would be in syndication. And that's your windowing strategy, but it just doesn't make sense anymore. I mean, there used to be even regioning strategies. Do you remember that when you could buy a DVD? It's probably still the same way. You could buy a DVD in America, but then you couldn't play it in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Blu-ray was saying is the same way.
Yeah,
it's like region encoded or whatever, right. And which is so stupid because you can buy a region free player.
Yeah,
the whole thing is just dumb.
And you're only allowed to switch regions three times, and then you brick your device. I remember those days.
The streaming services though in general are just sucking wind, like music streaming and movie streaming.
Everybody's losing money. Everybody's losing money. The Paramount Plus lost $3 billion. Oh, just startup. They own the content.
This is my favorite. This is my favorite. It's so bad. It's so bad now that so if you own have a subscription to HBO Max, Let's just do this. You know, the hypothetical sanity check here.
All right.
If you have a subscription to HBO Max,
yeah,
the one thing you would expect to be on HBO Max and available at all times is the content that HBO themselves created.
That seems,
their own shows.
Yeah, that would seem logical.
Yes, that's not the case anymore.
What? What?
They've now given exclusive rights to some of their shows to other streaming platforms and taken it off their own platform.
No way.
We only got through, me and Melissa only got through like halfway through season two of Westworld.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we went just on a rare kid-free night the other night. We were like, hey, let's go try to catch up on Westworld.
Yeah.
We couldn't find
it on
HBO Max.
They
gave it as an exclusive to some other streaming platform, and they've taken it off their own platform.
How pathetic
just to
is
get
that?
Money.
That's so pathetic. Yeah. Yeah, I don't. Oh, hold on.
Satoshi Slam.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
88,888 from the Bruce Wayne of podcasting, Dreb Scott. Thank you. And there's
slammed.
And there's an anonymous person out there.
Baller. Shot caller, 20-inch blades on the Impala.
1-2-1-2-1-2. 1-2-1-2-1-2. Anonymous.
That's big.
From Anonymous. Thank you very much, Anonymous. Yeah, we love
yes,
that.
Yes, Nathan, the MK Ultra chat is running this week. I posted links.
So how do I get into the MK Ultra chat? Is that, did you post that somewhere?
I almost just pasted and hit enter on my private key. That was not.
Oh, no. Although fun. Although
yes, yeah. So now that would have been a ball.
So
yeah.
How do people get into that? I mean, so how did Nathan get in? How does he even know about it?
Yeah, I put the link in the IRC chat.
Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, okay.
All yeah, right, it's better now. It's better.
All
it's,
right,
it's,
there we
it's
go.
Still got, it's still rough around the edges, but it's better.
It remembers me. That's cool. Okay.
All right. Oh, did you get in?
Hey, oh, okay. Yeah, remember me right away. Oh, give permission. Authorized forever. Okay.
Oh, you're so this was what was wrong with it last week. Uh-huh. Is the signing from the extensions, the Nostr extensions was not working, so that was throwing everything off, and I had to go deep dive into that. Turns out that the Nostr Tools JavaScript library, which underpins the NOS2X browser extension for Nostr.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two different versions.
Well, it's not working for me, actually, interestingly enough.
What's it doing?
Well, I see my little icon there. So I'm mm-hmm. in the boardroom. I type something like hello, and mm-hmm. I click on enter, and it doesn't show up.
But you logged in?
Well, I didn't have to log in. It just showed up. My picture was there. Do I have to log in again?
Do a hard refresh on your browser. Do like a control shift R.
Okay. Hard.
Because you may have the old JavaScript code from previous iteration.
Okay, let's see. Hey, yo. I don't like the old JavaScript.
God, browser extension talk.
No, it's not working, man. No, it's not working.
What a downer.
Well,
it was working for me. Well,
okay, I'm going to do try another hard refresh. Refresh. Hey, man, this thing sucks. It's broken.
Were you already logged in?
Yes. How do I log out?
Okay, log out and log back in.
How do I log out?
You log out by clicking on your little avatar at the top left.
Oh, okay. Log out. Okay, bye. Okay. Now I go back to the Nostrs.
Mm-hmm.
Announce this chat to your Nostr feed. Sure. That'll be fun. Okay.
Ah. Oh, I just Adam Curry just entered the room.
Yes. Hey, yo. Ah, okay. It works.
Hey, now it's working.
Okay.
Now it's working.
All right. There we go. All right. Hey, it worked. Nice. So let's talk about that right away. What are we doing with this thing? This is cool, I think.
Well, it's funny. In a funny way, this encompasses a lot of stuff that we kind of need to talk about.
Okay.
Hold
on 1 second. I'm just looking
Okay.
I'm just looking at my Nostr account, and it says, I joined the live stream chat.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so now people from the Snostr can come in? The Nostril?
From Nostril, yeah. It announces it. Yeah,
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, if you have a Nostril account identity already, you can bring it to the MK Ultra chat and just log straight in. And then if you go up there to your... next to your profile picture at the top and uncheck that box.
Yeah.
Then whenever you post something, it will not only go into the chat, it will also get posted back out to your Nostra relays. So it's a two-way street. It comes in and out.
This is pretty dynamite, Dave. I like it. Yeah. Okay. Now this is MK Ultra. So supposedly this would also work with IRC when there's a bridge built to it. And then what I type in here would also go back to IRC, and what comes from IRC would also come in here.
And ActivityPub.
Wow.
All of the above. So the way you launch this thing is with, James is listening live. That's rare for him. So there's the way this thing sort of works is when you launch the WebSocket backend for this, you give it a unique identifier, which becomes that CID equals up in the URL bar.
Yeah.
And then you also give it a public key.
Mm-hmm.
So this would all like you. You can see the linkages that would happen here. So you could give it an ActivityPub account. You could give it, you give it all these things. And then it begins to pull all this. It'll start to pull all this stuff in. The final bit of the Nostra part of this I'm doing is trying to get is the Nostra subscriber process, which will go out there. And if you hashtag the session ID, that CID equals the WBV, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So if you hashtag that on a Nostra relay, it would pull those posts back into the chat as well.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty cool.
That is proving to be pretty challenging.
I can imagine.
It's more difficult than I thought it was going to be. Mm. But I went to the Bitcoin Bible study Monday night.
Is that what it's called? Bitcoin Bible study?
No, that's just what I call it. It's the meetup, the Bitcoin meetup.
Because there is a thank God it's Bitcoin going on in Miami. They keep asking me to come to.
Is that Christian Bitcoin?
No, seriously. It's the guy who wrote the two guys who wrote the book. Thank God for Bitcoin, and they have a conference, and pastors come, and all kinds of people come there. I mean, if it wasn't Miami, I would consider it.
Yeah, I mean, like, you've already spent way too much time in Miami for your entire life.
So thank you. That's good. Excellent point. All right, so the Bitcoin Bible study, and let me guess, there was a couple of Nostra dudes there.
There was a really big Nostra dude there, a guy named Randy from the Bitcoin, what's it called? The Bitcoin Park?
Bitcoin Park in Nashville. Sure.
Yeah.
Which is the old Florida Georgia Line studios.
Is that what they converted it?
Well, no, those guys broke up. The band basically imploded. And they just had opened these really cool studios, so they had to do something with it. So I think it became Bitcoin Park.
Well, the super nice dude, and he's like Mr. Noster. He's all over it.
Mr. Noster.
He's the brand ambassador. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were, it was great though. I got to chat with him and like pepper him with all the questions because I'm knee deep in this code. And I found out some things.
Okay.
So my question right off the bat was you have difficulty finding identities.
So yes, because they don't post, the relays don't cross over.
Right. He said that Nostra.wine, do you know that relay?
No.
Okay, it's Nostra.wine, like the drink, W-I-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
He said that relay cross posts amongst other relays.
Oh, cool. So yeah, that's
basically what you want. It looks for users that come in, and it finds new user identities and reposts those metadata events to all the other relays it knows about.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of like it's spreading the identities around the network as best it can. This is obviously this is a good thing, for sure, but it's also very centralized. It's a single.
Oh no, of course. And it's bound to fail because unlike what we did, there's no, there's no incentive model. It's just not built into it. Yeah. You can say, hey, people, would you please zap me? Mm-hmm. But there's not really an incentive model.
Yeah. And so that's, that was kind of my first learnings was, this thing is kind of what we thought it was. It's got weak points for sure. And they're being shored up by sort of kind citizens and single points of failure.
Yeah. Kind citizens and single points of failure.
Yes.
If anyone asks, what is Noster? It's kind citizens and single points of failure.
So, but it was funny because this is like, it touched with my journey within this entire thing, because I've been struggling to figure out exactly what it is that I'm trying to accomplish with this. I mean, there's an immediate thing, which is obviously live chat room, for a podcaster that's easy to spin up and down.
Right.
That's the obvious, but there's a bigger issue.
And it's still running on the podcast index infrastructure.
Yes. This one is because it's a test server, but this could be Dockerized in 5 minutes and spun up anywhere. You can spin it up on a Umbral or wherever. It doesn't matter.
Cool.
Yeah, very, very lightweight.
Although not really on an Umbral, because you need to then have SSL certs and all that stuff. It's not that simple.
True. I mean, you could run it on it's running on a $5 Nano.
Linode. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Got it. Yeah. Got it. Yeah.
Very, very low, resource. So, you know, the broader thing here that goes beyond just this immediate use case of live chat is where do you decentralize or centralize things? And I think this is sort of a theme of what we're kind of dealing with across the board in a lot of various issues.
Yes, you know, areas. I agree. Yes. A lot of things being discussed on the GitHub. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, a thing can be here. So here's the first sort of like piece that, because I was chatting with Alex and I was like trying to, you know, he was saying, you know, what exactly is it that you're trying to do? And I was like, you know, I know what I'm trying to do, but I don't know how to explain it to you. And I'm glad he asked me the question, because otherwise I would just be still living in my head. So this idea of where does the centralization or decentralization happen? At what point in the stack, so to speak? If you think about it, Noster really isn't that much different. It wants to be different, but in practice, it's really not that much different than a Mastodon server. You could have, so look at what MKUltra is, or is about to be, a private relay with chat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's not much different
than an activity pub server with client accounts. Yeah, sure.
Mastodon, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's the, if you think about it like that, what Noster wants to be, and this is sort of the weakness of the way that has been talked about and sold, is right out of the gate, it's always, you know, censorship resistant,
yeah.
Blah blah.
Yeah. Pura vida.
Yeah, right. It's not. It's not uncensorable. I can guarantee you, if China wanted to censor and get rid of all of the Noster relays, they could do it in 2 seconds. It's just not. That's not the way to talk about this thing. And it's also not. It's not Bitcoin.
Nope.
Noster doesn't have anything to do with Bitcoin. It's a completely different thing. So it just happens to be that a Bitcoin guy wrote it, and so all the Bitcoin guys.
It's like the Beef Initiative is not really connected to Bitcoin. Just happens that Bitcoiners gravitated towards buying beef from ranchers with Bitcoin. You can buy with your credit card. Mm-hmm. It's the same. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. It's just associated. And then, but they did add the Zaps, and that, you know, which is all Lightning Network, and that kind of, you know, that's something that we had discovered early on, is when you give people a way to use their Satoshis over the Lightning Network, they will use them.
Yes. Yeah. Good point. So the first thing that sort of like hits you is the identities part is what drives the whole thing. That's sort of the key.
Yes.
Genius part of this.
Yeah.
And it's not that nobody else has thought of distributed identities. It's just that I think that Nostrum made it very easy. It's a simplistic system.
And I would add to that, that exactly what you did here, and I think this is one of the coolest things built with Nostr so far, if you don't mind me saying, because what I
don't
find,
mind you saying that.
And I'll say it a couple more times. It's one of the coolest things ever built for Nostr. And why is it cool? Because the minute I'm signing into this chat room, which is, you know, connect to something else, I can immediately post that to my Nostr feed, you know, so you can post to a different relay, a different community, a different group, whatever it is. That I find that incredibly cool, because I did it without a whole lot of rigmarole and cross posting. I just checked the box and said, yeah, mm-hmm. Oh yeah, let everyone know that I'm over here. And then people can use that same identity and come in, or they could spin up a new one, of course, and they can come over and come in here. So it's, I think I've always said, it's like the idea that I don't have to sign on to everything. That's just the stuff that it works with. It's almost like a Boostergram split. I add a split, boom, I got stats. You know, it's this world that I like living in.
Yeah, that's a good point. So like the throwaway nature of the identities is what concerned me at the very beginning. I was like, you know, I'm worried about these digital identities, the encrypted identity. I don't want that. It's kind of freaky. And so the fact that you can throw them away.
The guy who uses LastPass, I mean, come on.
Well, like there's this old episode of Robot Chicken. You know Robot Chicken?
No.
I forgot what it was on Comedy Central for a while. But there's this old Star Wars episode of Robot Chicken where he's like, where the employees of the Death Star, they're talking to the new guy, and they're saying, okay, look, if Darth Vader acts like he's choking you, like with his forced choke thing,
yeah,
just go with it and pretend that you died, because he really doesn't have that power, but he thinks he does. And if he knows that he doesn't have it, then he'll just kill us with his lightsaber. So pretend to die when he tries to choke you in the okay. air with his hands.
I got it.
Then,
yeah.
Yeah. And then go out of when the guys come and drag you out of the room, then you can dress up in different clothes and put on some glasses and come back in the room and change your name and you're good to go.
Right.
That's what this is. This is Nostr identities.
Exactly. Hold on a second.
Baller, shot caller, 20-inch blades on the Impala.
You said magic words, Dave, when you said we're not paying the rent this week. Yeah, there's a 10101010 from Mike Newman. Thank you, Mike. Still here.
Oh, Mike.
And boosting. Keep on keeping on. Sally Forth, this is the way.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Yeah, but see, anyway, that, so you're communicating with a single server in this instance, and that is really not a bad thing. I think that's really where this comes down to. It's like, where in the stack are we going to decentralize? Let's just take a step back. Podcasting is a very centralized thing. We don't think about it that way, but there's very few take a look at John Spurlock's analysis of how many CDNs there are.
Yeah, like 8 or something. Is that more than that?
Yeah. And not, you know, and probably 70% of podcasts are served out of about 3.
Yeah.
There's very little. Once you get past there and get down into the sort of like bottom 5%, then you start to get a lot of dispersion. But for the most part, podcasting is very centralized on the delivery front. And that's something we're not going to change. And we don't necessarily need to change that. We really don't. I mean, like changing that, if you want to go, let's say you wanted to go fully decentralized all the way down the stack to the bottom. That is difficult, very difficult. You're going to have to start using like a DHT type system and that kind of thing. And we're not going to get anywhere with that in the current landscape because the need is not there.
Right.
Now, if the need ever became severe, like if there was ever huge, like, you know, I don't know, government crackdowns or whatever you want to say, something like that, well, then those other solutions are there to be rolled and we could roll them. But for the way that things are now,
we really don't have to worry about it too much.
No. And so I think that the sort of, I'm thinking of it as more, less in terms of decentralization than sort of recentralization. And what I mean is like, it's not like oxygen where it's just available in the air everywhere around you. That's not really what we want to go for. We want to go for more of a model of like gas stations or libraries, where if this one's closed,
you can you move on to down the street. Here's immediately what I want from this is I want the IRC bridge, but that's not even the most important thing, strangely enough. I want the boost bot. So and here's a way actually. That here's a money making opportunity. These things pop into my head. I will gladly put a split into my value block in order to have a chat set up and hosted, which includes any boostograms that come into that split. How about that?
Yep. Well, that was the original idea for MKUltra. So did you like pull it in boostergrams as well?
I like
and
it.
And so it becomes a huge supercharge. So remember, the ultimate goal also of MKUltra is that at the end of the chat set, at the end of the show, you export the transcript of all the comments out and it becomes a super chat, a super chat dialogue that can replay along with the published episode so that you can see in real time where the boost came in, where the chat comments happened, that kind of thing.
Right.
And
I love that.
By the way, that control is also controlled by the checkbox. So by default, everything's checked. The checkbox is checked. And if that's checked, then your comments will not be output in the final transcript. If it's unchecked, then they will go. That means you're letting the chat room know I'm okay with my comments being part of the published transcript.
Got it. Yes. Ephemeral. Got it.
Privacy by default is what this is. And then you can control it by the checkbox. But I think that, so this also like sort of like step. And stop me if you want to jump in here. I'm kind of soliloquizing.
I'm listening. No, I'm just listening. I'm loving it. I'm seeing people coming in from Noster. I announced it and I unclicked the box for a moment, found a bug too. We'll tell you about that later.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know me, breaking stuff.
Yeah, that's what you're valuable.
I'm valuable. Thank you. I have value.
You're useful.
I'm a useful wagon. Yeah, I mean, I immediately like this. I immediately am drawn to this. Now, just back to the centralization. The stream is centralized. There are like 25 shows that run on noagendastream.com and run on the same IRC server, which is Void Zero server. It's been that way for, 14 years. And it is entirely centralized. We're just using a different room. So I really dig the idea of spawning this out. And brother, if we're done with this, I can move on to the next thing I've been thinking about.
Okay.
Unless there's more you want to finish this up.
There. I want to talk about Daniel J. Lewis's comments thing, but I can probably fit it in anywhere. So go ahead.
Let's do that. Let's move from that and I'll come in because I got stuff about music, but it also is related to that. It's just been a lot going on. I mean, what happened was, we had a meetup and I flew to Nashville.
Yeah. How was that?
Well, but I flew, right? And we took my instructor and Tina. Tina had never been in a four-seater before. Now, this is a very, I rented this plane. I could not afford to buy it. This is like a $1.3 million plane. It has a parachute. It's like a luxury sports car in the air. And now Nashville, it turns out, is pretty far. So 3.5 hours, and the whole point for me was, I saved up all of my a lot of my instrument instruction lessons, and took this because I actually had 3.5 hours to really look at the Garmin 1000. Just flying a lesson for an hour and a half every couple of weeks, is, you don't really get into it. It's like a Chinese menu on a phone. It's like you got, there's a lot of menus and sub menus, and there's a lot of stuff going on. So once I'd figured that out after an hour, it's pretty boring. By the way, I just have to tell you one thing. So So on departure Monday morning, we're at Gillespie Airport, which is 5 minutes from our house. Everything's beautiful, right? Amy Lynn has brought the plane. She's my instructor. It's all filled up. We're good to go. We get in. Tina's done her okay, this is pretty small. It's roomy, actually, in the back. It's quite roomy. It's leather seats. It's comfortable. And so there's one runway. And it's a pilot-controlled airfield, so there's no tower. You basically talk to each other. And the wind was variable. So it was 5 knots, one this direction, 5 knots that direction, moved around. So we decided we're going to take off 07. So at the end of the runway, not on the runway, but you're holding short of the runway, and we're waiting for this one lady who's coming in from Austin, I think, to land. And she decided to land the opposite direction. Which, it's okay, but when then you have wind at your back, and it can be a little tricky. You want to land and take off into the wind. We're watching her because we're gonna line up and take off once she's off the runway. We're watching her land. She bounces up 30 feet and crash lands right in front of us. The gear splits. It didn't go all the way over. Nose is over. The prop hits the ground. A lot of dust. And Tina goes, I didn't need to see that.
That's about to say. I mean, this is not a good thing for Tina. Kudos that she did not bail out.
Oh man, she is the bravest passenger I've ever seen in my life. She actually said, "No, it's in God's hands. Let's go." But we had to wait for an hour. There was a whole bunch of stuff going on. But anyway, I've never seen a crash land in my life. Neither did my instructor. It's like one of those things. And when we're on our way for this long trip, and Tina sees that, I was like, "Holy crap! Can you believe that?" Anyway,
was she inside, really kind of freaking out? I mean, was she nervous?
She said, doesn't make me happy, I think is what she said. She said, no, I'm good. What are the chances of something happening again? Anyway, so the night before, we had just been to see Mercy Me in San Antonio, and I'd never really quite been to a show like that, and there was a lot going on with screens, and the audience was fantastic. These guys are all No Agenda fans, so it was a whole love fest. But it's been a while since I've been to a concert, 3,000 people. So it always impresses me, live concert. And then in Nashville, I'm talking to Jeff Smith. So I came back and we had a headwind on the way back. So it was even a longer trip. So my head is just filled with music ideas. Now back to the comments, back to the comments, Daniel J's comments. Cause what's happened here is my eyes glazed over.
Same.
On the GitHub, and it took me a long time to kind of parse through it and figure out. And maybe it's a good starting point. I forget all the reasoning because I think that's actually the biggest distraction. The reason why nothing has been implemented, why ActivityPub isn't all the way there or hasn't been done all the way yet. I think that has nothing to do with technology. The way I see it is, of course, the podcaster creates, in essence, a root comment and uses some non-existent API server that adds these comments to pretty much a single file. So an app then only has to do two things. It has to suck in that file to display the comments, and it has to provide a webhook from the app to the API server, which does not exist yet. The same as this, this chat server doesn't exist yet. Yeah, we have one. But the podcaster would have to have that or have access to that. And that's what you post. It adds to the file and then the file is parsed. It seems like a pretty simple idea. Is that kind of the way? Is that a correct view of it?
Yes, I think so. It's an API that is just in the idea or in the build phase at this point. But it's supposed to be a simple, the podcast app. just sends a single API request to post the comment. It gets stored in a JSON file after it allows for moderation by the podcaster, and then it's immediately available. That JSON file is immediately available to be sucked down. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And luckily there was a flag in there that you can go back and moderate it later and not have to moderate every single post. I would not want to do that. Sounds pretty simple. I don't know exactly how much different it is from what, you know, or if it's something we need to stop and do that instead of the activity pub, which seems to be so close yet so far away. So what are your thoughts, PodSage?
Well, I mean, what are your thoughts first?
I have different thoughts because what I'm really, and I put this on the social and no one responded to it, which means I'm probably right on the mark. It appears to me that the biggest problem with this particular feature is that it's being talked about as if it's a podcaster feature. And I have to kind of disagree. It is a podcast app feature. And yes. And I remember from over 2 years ago when we started Cross App Comments, this is how long it's been, it's not worked. And I think I remember Martin, Podfriend Martin, saying, well, I don't want my app, which is called Podfriend. It's unfriendly if you can't comment on every single podcast. And he feels, and I completely understand, and I think I agree with him, that comments are part of his platform, not necessarily the podcaster's platform, because it's his app. And with that comes all kinds of issues like, well, what if, am I going to get emails now saying, I don't like what this guy said, kick him off, this is a bad word. Who is the moderation part is going to be interesting because ultimately it is displayed on his app. And I believe that is the reason why we have not seen it implemented, because everyone's a one-man band. Everyone's strapped for time. This may be just too much for an app developer to take on. And also, I also heard what Marco said, and you know, like him or not, he said, I don't want people telling me what to do. And there's a little bit of telling people what to do in this conversation. And I'm pulling back because I don't think it's a technical implementation problem. I think it's, you know, I know some of the personalities here, and I think that people are like, well, you know, I'm not so. Yes, I did look at the GitHub while flying. Okay, I'll answer your question.
You also texted me while flying, which scared me to death.
Pictures from 9,000 feet. It actually works. I was quite amazed how T-Mobile, baby, works at 9,000 feet. So I think we're having the wrong discussion.
So maybe not the wrong discussion, maybe just two different discussions. And in one of them, maybe not even being spoken. There's the text. There's the technical aspect of the thing. And then there's the sort of political, ethical stuff on top. And this is very, like I said, this is one of those weeks where it's like everything is loosely connected to each other and in a weird way, because there's another aspect to this that I don't want to muddy the water with, but I want to talk about it
but
later.
Let's throw it in the dirt.
Sure, exactly. Yeah. Toss it all up in the air. But so on the technical side of things, I have no problem with what Daniel's doing. I think it's fine. I mean, what we want for an app is simplicity.
Yeah.
We see the struggles of decentralization that are happening with the Nostr apps. They're killing people's battery life because they're keeping WebSockets open to 12 different servers at the same time. There's that sort of decentralization is difficult, and I get that. So from that standpoint, anything that can be done to simplify, and this is what I was talking about with where do you decentralize, where in the stack, and I think we need to sort of come to terms with where this is supposed to be, because if you push the decentralization all the way down to the mobile app, that is a big burden for that app to carry, not only in terms of resources and complexity, but also in terms of App Store review.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
There's a lot of challenges there. So if we can move this thing up the stack a bit to where, envision this, okay. Envision that Daniel J. Lewis's API concept is functional. And Transistor implements it.
Mm-hmm.
Transistor now offers this API solution for its podcasters.
Mm-hmm.
And the podcasters then can allow comments to happen on their on their shows, and they can have some sort of moderation if they want or whatever. And then the podcast app, all it has to do is just
add a webhook and parse that JSON file.
Well, it's not even a webhook. Like the app can just, I mean, I'm thinking from the posting side. So
yeah.
So the listener can just post a comment. It goes to a REST API. Boom, done. Easy, simple.
No, that's what I mean by webhook. You press a button and it goes off to that API server.
Right. Exactly. And so the thing is you do need some sort of idea. There are challenges with this.
Yes.
And they cannot be overlooked. You
need some kind of identity.
You need an identity.
Well, you've just built the entire identity piece to that, the way I see it.
Well, Noster built it. Yeah. Identity can be it. But there's spam control. There's all the things that WordPress discovered.
There's a lot of bull crap to go down. Oh, yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
Yep. And just because you have a throwaway identity doesn't mean that you're going to solve any of those problems.
Right.
I think the simplicity of it is perfect.
Stop. Let me stop you.
Good. All right.
And I think the point you're making subtly is that all of those problems have already been addressed on ActivityPub/Mastodon. A lot of those problems.
I guess I am saying that, but I'm not saying it on purpose.
Okay. A fact is spam issues have already, and blocking and moderation is a very rich moderation interface. You can block in, all kinds of things. ActivityPub through Mastodon has all of that.
Mm-hmm. It also has, James is right. Those problems have been addressed through Boostergrams too, with a different sort of bar to jump over, which is the pay part.
Yes, the pay part, yeah. Which I also agree with. Which is probably why Fountain has not had, as far as I know, zero problems with Boostergrams, because people just don't, pay to spam that much. It's just not a very good business model.
Yeah. So I think you have these different sort of bars you can set to pay for people to jump over to help the spam issue. One of those bar in the Fountain comment system is money. The bar in the Mastodon system is things like private registration, moderate. You have moderators that are implementing rules.
You can get kicked off. Yeah, all that. Yeah,
all that.
Yeah. Hey, man, Pura Vida.
On the bar that was implemented on the Noster side, or is being implemented, it's getting better. Is the stir fry?
It is getting policies. Better, and there's something that I've noticed. There is a community aspect, and I don't know how it's implemented. I'm sure it's some nip somewhere that people can block a post, and then it'll show up in your timeline, but it says, blocked by these 3,000 people, and then basically you don't look at it.
Oh, okay.
So there's stuff like that being developed.
Like a crowdsourcing type.
Yeah, of course. And there's also the thread from hell, which I've been put on, which never goes away. And then, you have to deal with that.
Yeah, right. And so then I think in Daniel's mind, what he's envisioning is the bar for keeping that stuff at bay within his idea is the moderation part, that things won't show up until it's approved by the podcaster. Now that's going to take a lot of work.
Well, it won't work that way because people want instant gratification. If you post a comment and it doesn't show up because it has to be moderated, people won't use it. Then you get into exactly what you're saying. Then you have to get into, well, who's approved to post? So you get into all that stuff, and you ultimately get into some kind of sort of registration. These are problems that are so. This is why Discus never really worked. Turned into a spam thing. Then they actually became a spam company themselves. Comments are very, very, very hard.
They are.
And the more I look at what you've built here, the more I like that we could actually have boostergrams flow through here. And, this may be a version of something that works even just for comments, not just for chat, ephemeral or not.
Well, so, and that's worth pointing out here. The MK Ultra has the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's also subject to spam,
sure.
Bombing.
Yeah.
And the bar for entry there is ephemerality, so that it only lasts for a certain period of time.
Yes.
It's still not immune from it. So that's got to be, it's got to be dealt with here. So I guess I'm not trying to talk these things down. Let's be honest about all these difficulties.
Yes.
And then, but that's on the posting side. So then you have this. So what we've done here is moved this up the stack to it's centralized at Transistor now in this hypothetical future world.
Mm-hmm.
Transistor is running the service. It's a single call to them for posting to one of their podcasters the comments. Then at that point, you have the JSON file full of all these comments that you can then distribute. So what I'm envisioning is this: it doesn't have to, just because it's centralized.
You just blew my mind.
Did I?
Yeah, keep going. I like it. Yeah, you blew my mind.
Yeah, so you've moved the decentralization up one step to where now Transistor or some third party can come in, read those comments, and distribute them to other systems.
Yes.
ActivityPub, Noster, all the different commenting systems.
Yes.
Out there. So, like, and that is... And they can also go back that way if you wanted to continue to expand the system and say, okay, well, we're going to put just like MKUltra, we're going to send things out, and then we're also going to pull things back in.
Mm-hmm.
If we choose, as you choose to plug these things in. I just think that it's going to be just very, very difficult to decentralize things all the way down to the app level.
Oh, and I agree, and I'm not sure who's pushing this decentralization talk.
Well, I don't think there's anybody pushing it. It's just that I think that's what we as technical people privacy minded people, and we don't like, nobody likes to be censored. I think we want the decentralized, just like the Noster people are just infatuated with saying that it's censorship resistant and it's decentralized.
Yeah, I think it's, that's a marketing bit. That's mainly, who never says that? Developers. I've never seen a developer say that. That's the people who are in there and are infatuated and happy and jacked and pura vida.
It's an attractive thing to want.
Yeah.
And it's just very, very hard. And it doesn't really fit with what podcasting, the infrastructure that podcasting exists in right now anyway. The same thing with Podping. We've done the same thing. Podping is decentralized across a public blockchain, but 99% of the people that send Podpings do it through podping.cloud, which is a single point.
Exactly.
It's like where you need a reliable single point. In a lot of cases, you need a reliable single communications point to receive this item and then send it out.
Right.
To various, so that it becomes decentralized. It's not necessarily born decentralized.
So this kind of fits with everything we've been doing. It's the same thing as a wallet. And certainly in the beginning, there was a lot of pushback on us in particular. Well, you guys are just centralizing the Lightning Network. Yeah. And, so there was a big push. Oh, get your own node, get your own Umbral, which turns out to be quite complicated for most mere mortals. Sorry, Chiron. And then, of course, you know, along comes an outfit like Get Albi, and there's more. And, you know, and no one complains. Waldo Satoshi, you know, we have all these centralized solutions for the Lightning Network, and no one's complaining. So there's all this idealism, but then it always comes back to reality. And now I operate on my own wallet, to my own nodes, with the predictable experience. From time to time, I miss a huge boost. Why? Because something went wrong. It went offline or something happened. This is just what it is. So it's going to be the same for if this is the way we implement cross-app comments. It is, in fact, the same for your transcripts. It is the same for your chapters. You can host it somewhere else, host it yourself. The option, I think, is what makes it interesting. And that, to me, is ultimately when I think censorship, I don't think China. I think Transistor didn't like me, or someone called Transistor and said, hi, we're the IRS. We're going to audit you unless you kick Curry off of your system. So I will be able to take my little comments or my transcripts and put them on a different server, and everything would continue as normal. That, to me, is censorship resistant.
Yeah. That's arriving at the gas station, finding out that they're closed, and then driving down the street to a different gas station.
Now, can I move to music? I'm waiting for you to wrap this up.
yes, you are allowed to move to music.
Well, I mean, because we can't. Thank you. Point of personal privilege.
Granted.
We can't do anything more here than, I mean, so we're at an interesting crossroads. We have an implementation of cross-app comments, which I think is pretty much good to go. I think there's some cores issues still, maybe. There's some issues, but really app developers are not surfacing this, and they're not enabling the posting part. Am I correct? That's how close we are?
Yeah, it's very close. And to maybe throw one more thing in is, and you just kind of jog my memory on, is I want to reemphasize the fact that this is not the point where the app communicates the comment or gets the like, I don't want to change the way we do things. I like our comments existing on ActivityPub. And so, but we could still benefit from this JSON version of comments, which is create a tool that wraps everything up and creates and sucks it all in and creates a JSON file. That makes it easy for the app. That way the app doesn't have to communicate with potentially 27 different ActivityPub servers. Like, that's what I mean again about decentralizing upstream, that you're making it easier on the apps, but you still get the decentralization that makes us all warm and fuzzy.
That's good for me. That's called interop.
Yeah, we can still do it the way we want to, but then boil it all down for the apps to be easy.
I love that. And I want this chat thing immediately.
What chat?
I want it immediately. I want to have this chat server. I want to use this. This is fun.
Okay.
Yep. I mean,
it's close to done.
Well, once we get the IRC part, that bridge, I think, has to be made.
Well, the good thing about like BoostBot and everything is they can just, you know, speak Noster as well if they want to go straight in, and they'll be able to talk to the relay.
Interesting. That sounds like something for the IRC boys to put together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it will definitely suck in IRC. That's next on the list.
I love that. Huh. Well, Daniel J's idea, or the whole discussion around, having these individual files, which we have an individual transcript file, we have individual chapters file. Mm. And so I was racking my brain, you know, also looking at the remote item tag, which is, it's really confusing because I think we're all talking about something. No one's ever going to just put in an episode of someone else's show into your feed. I'm not going to do it. I don't know why anyone else would ever do it, but it's built for playlists for music. That part I understand. Is that
right?
Am I correct there? I think everyone agrees that everyone's just talking about it, but are you really going to put someone else's episode into your feed? Really?
Yeah, I don't think that, I think it can do that. That's a thing it can do, but its primary intent is for other mediums.
Right.
Because playlists become more important with other mediums.
Yes, exactly. So for playlisting, fantastic. Mm. So I was thinking, now again, so I'm out, you know, I've just seen a concert. I'm digging these guys. I'm seeing all these different, you know, these are guys who still sell their CDs for $5 at the venue. You know, because, you know, what money are you making off of music sales? Nothing. So that's, you know, of course, merch, a lot of merch stuff.
Right.
It's hard to see you commenting in the chat while I'm talking to you. It's like I immediately feel like you're not listening to me.
Oh, I heard everything you said.
I know. I'm just saying it's weird.
This is what happens when you, you know, like when your wife's talking to you, you're not really listening. And she's like, are you listening
to me?
And
exactly,
I'm like, yeah.
That's exactly how I felt just there for a moment. I felt like your wife. It's like, you're not listening to me, Dave Jones.
But see, then I'm like, but what you do is you just repeat the last word that she said. You said playlist.
Yeah, playlist.
See, I'm listening.
So I'm also out in Nashville. I'm talking to Jeff Smith and I'm talking to him about, you know, about value for value and how it's working and, you know, what Wave Lake is doing and, you know, basically how we've set up the whole 2.0 standard with the medium tag equals music so that we can do music with splits. And believe me, musicians get it. Musicians mm-hmm. go, oh, hold on a second. When I say we get rid of ASCAP BMI, ears perk up. You know, and I know the best joke now. It's like, yeah, we could even give the drummer a split. Everyone finds that joke hilarious. Everyone in the band thinks that's funny, except for the drummer.
Yes.
And then it hit me. We need possibly. So why is the music business so broken? The music business is broken for a number of reasons, but I would say the number one is radio sucks. Radio is corporate. Radio is controlled. The radio is tight playlists. It's very hard to get your record played. And there is no way that you can really do a music-based show legally in a podcast. You just can't do it. Because unless the artist has the rights and has said, okay, you can play my stuff on your show. It's okay. It's downloadable. And that's a lot of okays. There's a lot of giveaways. That artists, you know, when you're in the ASCAP, BMI, Sound Exchange, Harry Fox, publishing world, that's never going to happen. Yeah, you can do it, but eventually you're going to get railed for it. So we need a way that incentivizes everybody. That's always been my model. So I want to do a show. Now, we talked about the Wave Lake Top 10 and all that, but let's just say I want to do a show and I want to play music. Maybe I want to interview some people. But when I play music, I want the value block for that music to be activated, and I want all streaming sats and all boostograms to go to that value block. I would like to have a piece for myself because it's still my show, but then when that song is over, then it comes back. Now, this would work for interviews. It would work for a whole bunch of different things, as you can imagine. Even for you could even use it as a voting mechanism. Oh, this person is speaking. Now, everything is going through this one boostogram interface for this show is now going to that entity. You with me?
Yeah.
That's the dream. The way to do it, I think, is very similar. Have an option on the value tag for it to be remote. And that would be, believe it or not, here I'm going to say it, might be a JSON file that has... that has my, you know, my standard splits for that episode, but then has time codes just like chapters. And then for this, GOID this, GUID this. And then the app looks at that GUID and pulls in the value block for that entity, which I hope would then be an album, a song, or an artist, etc. And does that make sense?
Okay, so you're talking about a show. You've done a show and you've published it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the app is reading through the show structure,
mm-hmm. it's picking up. It sees remote value block. I'm not a developer. Clearly, I'm just shooting from the hip. So it's, yeah. In the value block, it sees remote. Okay, it said goes looks at this remote and it says use this value, these splits, these values throughout the show, except for this time code from here to here. Use this show's value block. And, and in my mind, it's just a referral code so that you're not pulling in the actual value block, but that, maybe it's the GUID for that particular song or that particular album. And I'm just using GUID loosely here. Or you could, of course, use a URL, but we know how shitty that is long-term. So if somehow it's the GUID, then the band whose music I played, they can change their fuck you sync activity. Shut up. I'm talking mad about that.
It sure does want to sync. It's syncing the crap out of
everything. Talking to me. I would like, so they have complete control over their value block and change that at any time, but I'll still refer to them from my remote value block. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. I think like this is just chapters, right? If we put the value block into the chapter markers, that would solve this, correct?
That of course came up in my mind as, wow, we already have the tools. All we need to do is just add the referral code for another value block. What I didn't want to do is I didn't want to start off a, let's put pod roll and all these things in one go. I didn't want to start that off. So if it belongs in chapters, I'm fine with that. I just want to get going. I just want to do a show because I got Jeff Smith saying, I know a lot of musicians who have bought back all their music. They own the publishing. They own the everything. And there's a high level of interest to do this.
Oh, well, it's a good timing to do this because I've got, I think that would for sure work. I mean, now we're going to have to make it where it needs to be a reference. It can't really be hard coded because you want to have, because you need to be able to call out to that other feed and see what its current value block is, rather than like sucking it in hard coded into the current chapter file.
So maybe this is even a smarter way to do it. Maybe, since we already have chapter files, maybe there's some tag in there, or maybe not, just when it reads the chapter files, if it comes across value block reference GUID for that chapter, which has a start and an end, maybe it just overrides whatever it's using from the feed and uses that and then comes and pops back after it's done and then goes back to the feed.
For sure. Something like that. Yeah.
So we'll call it like chapter value split or something, chapter value block or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about doing this. There may even already be a proposal for this in there. I haven't looked in a while, but it's good timing to do it because this fits with, again, everything's fitting together this week. This fits with what we need anyway, which is reply addresses in the value block addresses.
So there you go. There you go.
The TLVs need to have a way
to reply back.
And boost some, you need to know where, if it's of course by choice, if they want to include this in the TLV, then the person receiving the boost can then reply back to that person with a boost. So, I mean, if we're already in there making these changes anyway, I mean, why not just, come up just propose both at the same time. No, I think it makes perfect sense. I would another way to do it.
I would love to have this, and I think that it possibly the app devs. I think everyone who has V4V in the apps probably have chapters as well. I think.
Mm-hmm.
I would love doing this because we will spawn a whole generation of people playing. I'm so sick for 20 years now. It's all been, the only way you can do is playlists. Set up your playlist. Put it on your Shoutcast server. I'm so sick of it. Mm. You know, I want, and there's a lot of good music out there. And the artists are ready, bands are ready, performers are ready. They're ready to get paid. They're just sitting there getting jerked around by everybody. And if you can say, get your Albie wallet just to make it easy, you know, we can't rely on all only on get Albie, but you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Get your Albie wallet, because this is what Jeff Smith sees. He sees 5% from a lot of different shows, certainly mine, going to him, and he sees that. You know, at a certain point, you're like 2-3 million sats. You pay attention. Like, well, that's kind of nice.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, so I want artists to have that feeling. I want them to fire up, you know, Konchaks. I want them to see that those sats dripping in. I want them to get that feeling of, oh, there's love. Someone's listening to my show. Where's it coming from? Oh, it's coming from that podcast. Oh, that's great. I mean, the one thing in America, in country radio, and I would say Christian rock radio, there is a love affair between artists and radio. Watch any country show you can stomach, because I love country, but the award shows are sickening. Watch any country award show you can, and all the artists go, and thank you, country radio. I want to take that away. I want to take all of that away, and I want it to be thank you this podcast, thank you that podcast, because the artist can see it. There's accountability, and there's actual money, a value being shared from people who like what they're hearing, and then they can go over and then right away start listening to all your stuff, and then sending value for that. The ecosystem is there. Let's get it done.
It belongs
now.
In the chat.
Let's get it done.
It belongs in the chapters for sure.
Okay, good. Well, that's a great place for it.
And I don't want to have a discussion about whether it's a metadata file or chapters. It's a chapters file.
Yeah. We're not having that discussion. No. All right. I'm going to talk to Stephen B, and we're going to make it work in CurioCaster and Sovereign Feeds first. And even if that's that'll be our reference app.
Well, I'll propose it into the namespace, because I've already got to be in there doing the proposal for reply addresses anyway.
And we'll have pod fans doing it right away too. Cause you know, Sam.
Oh yeah.
Sam is like, what? Oh, wait, wait. Oh, wait, there he is. Ladies and gentlemen.
Paula, Shot Caller, 20 inch blades on the Impala.
101010 from Sam Seffi.
Well, I mean, like a third of the tags that Sam has in PodFans are not even finalized yet.
I know.
I don't even know what you're doing, Sam. It's like, what?
He says, I really need to walk the dog while this show is live. It's Friday night. The wife keeps interrupting me. Yeah, just tell you. You just pretend like you're listening, Sam. She doesn't understand why I want to listen live, because it's cool. As for cross-app comments, I'm looking to use Noster, not ActivityPub. Sorry. Don't worry. It looks like we'll be able to do all. I've implemented pod roles and playlists, which really work well for podcasts and music. I don't get the remote item tag. Well, we've worked through all of that, Sam. We've already fixed it all for you. Don't worry.
Yeah, but it's fixed now.
Sam will implement the chapter splits. I'm excited. But if it does have to be, and can we do that with the GUID? Can you reference with the GUID of this podcast, this artist or this album or this collection of songs? Mm-hmm. Can you reference the actual item level value block split?
Yeah.
With an abstraction? Sure. What would that be? What's that? Is that GUID GUID?
Yeah, it's GUID.
Is it GUID item GUID? Is it?
Well, I mean, that's what the remote item thing. That's what remote item is. It's a reference to a feed GUID and then a episode GUID.
Oh, well, okay. Then there's a reason for that thing too. Perfect.
Well, you go that, you know, the chapters, what remote item can't do is give you time, like this section of this show has to be this, then this other section has to be that. Like if you're doing a single show that has to be chopped up into bits, it can't do that, but it can reference that show.
It can reference a show and an item within the show.
Yes.
Okay. So the chapter value split can reference a remote item, mm-hmm. and use and say, okay, the value block from this remote item, correct?
Yes.
Good. Stephen B, is it built yet?
Well, that like this. Yeah. So the chapters thing is chapters, that's what it's for.
I'm jacked. I'm ready to go. Let's do it.
I want to switch gears for a second and discuss Made for Kids.
Yeah.
Does it sound exciting? Are you excited?
No. But I'm all ears. Well, I'm sorry, honey. Were you talking about something about playlists? I'm sorry, what? Something about the kids?
The kids. Are the kids in trouble? Are they okay? The Made for Kids, there's been this, okay, the longest running, how do I lay this out? Okay, all right. The longest running thread on the podcast namespace issue on the podcast namespace repo is this mother effing censorship thread.
Wow. You threw out an F-bomb. How about that? Yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
And it's like a thousand comments long. And there is absolutely no better sense of what to do at the end of this thing than there was at the beginning. There may be more confusion on the last post than there was at the first post. It's this content ratings. It's not censorship. It's content ratings. Like, how do we label these things as this is safe for kids? This is not safe for kids. Age, should it be by age? Should it be by content? Should it be by this? It's like, and it just goes round and round and round, and everybody hates each other, and everybody comes out with like black eyes.
Yeah. That's what usually happens in those conversations. That's why I stay out of them.
Yeah. Tone Record said, bring in Tipper Gore. We need Tipper. That's right.
Yep.
So here, Tom, at some point, Tom Rossi popped in. A couple weeks
because
ago.
He's a masochist. Yes, he popped in.
He did.
Hit me, everybody.
Yeah. He popped in with a new tag that just has a single purpose, which is podcast: Made for Kids. And it would just be true or false. And as usual with these types of things, I was like, well, I'm just going to give this some time to bake and think about it. And the more I think about it, I think it's a great idea. At first, I was kind of like, I think it's a really good idea. And here, let me try to do my best to explain why. The idea of who the podcast is made for and what is in it cannot coexist. That is now obvious from the thousand post long issue of content ratings. You cannot combine a notion of who the podcast is intended for and what the content is into the same thing. As usual, the tags that go into the namespace, they have to be boiled down to their most basic essence. It has to do, it's just like a Unix command tool. It has to do one thing, and it has to do it well, and only one thing. And it is so easy. It is so tempting to bring in 2, 3, 4, 5 other things. And that's what is going on with the pod roll and all this kind of stuff. And it's, I don't like it. And I'm not going to participate in the construction of tags that are these multi-layered beasts.
Podsage has spoken.
it's destined for failure because it's conceptually complex and technically complex. The simplicity of pod roll and the reason why everybody immediately liked it, or many people immediately liked it, as enough to even begin implementing it, is because it's very simple. It's just a reference to other shows. It's just, there's no ambiguity there. There's no complexity there. That's all it is. The Made for Kids thing is very similar. It does one thing. It says, the podcaster, do they think that did they intend for this show to be listened to by children? And we all know what a child is. Okay, that's universal. I'm purposely not thinking about ages and things like this. If you're an adult, there's a time where you stop calling them a kid, or you stop thinking of them of your children as a child, and you begin to think of them just as your children, as, you know, adults or young adults or whatever. We all know in this context what a child is. So that when I say, is this made for children? Universally, everybody knows roughly what that means. And so a podcaster, if they say, look, my podcast, this podcast I'm developing, it is made for children. It's the intended audience is children. That's not ambiguous. It's a very easy thing to understand. And it's purposefully separate, entirely separate from the content of what is in the show. I may say my show is made for kids, and in this show there is things about sex education or what blah blah, or just name 15 different pieces of content. I've just described two different things. My intent is that my show be listened to by children. And that's enough. That's enough on its own. The content question, that I don't know if we will ever get to that resolution. I don't know if we'll ever come up with something that makes everybody happy. We probably won't.
You've made your point. I think the biggest point you make here is the Unix tool example. And I appreciate that. And I think that I'm fine with a made for children. I don't know why this was proposed or who was looking for it. I have kids. I still call them kids. If I had little children and I saw made for kids, I would not trust that to be listened to by my kid. I would listen to it first, which is ultimately where the responsibility lies, because
yes,
I wouldn't want my kid listening to Drag Time Story Hour or whatever. You know, there's a lot of content made for kids and a lot of content made for kids that I don't find appropriate for my children. Yes. And so, using this as an example of maybe a larger issue. What I am seeing here in the discussions on the GitHub, it is painfully obvious to me why there was 10 years of inactivity in podcasting, because all the same agendas and ideas and thoughts and people all come around and they all have these endless conversations. And ultimately we have 10 developers. That may be even more than we have, who are actually implementing these things. So I find there's so much energy being put into arguing over and odious things, and here's how we should do it, here's how I think. There's a lot of I think. And when someone can say, here's something very simple, it does this, I'm all for it. I don't care if it's made for kids. I don't care if it's I don't care what it is. That's the analogy I'm going to hold on to. I like that a lot because I understand that, you know, more grep into something else. You know, as long as I can pipe these commands like we're doing now, literally with remote item and chapter, that's the way we need to look at it. And I'm actually disappointed with how much drivel is being posted on the GitHub and back and forth and blah, 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 blah. And although I find it humorous when James comes in and says, I'm disappointed, then I'm like, oh my God, like, where are we with all this?
Yeah.
You know, I pray and praise for the developers. I praise you. Thank you. Thank you for coming in. Thank you for coming in early. Thank you for getting all the basics. And you are ultimately going to implement what you want, what you feel is right for your users, for the people who are using your app. And I cannot thank you enough for getting us, everyone else, and I'm just as guilty of it at times, but getting all of us out of this endless loop of horseshit that just goes round and round and round. People want to listen to a podcast. It's hard enough for me to get them to understand that you can look at chapters. So it's a slow boil, people. It's a very, very slow boil. And the simpler we make things And the simpler the things are that we implement, the better.
The reason the made for children thing kind of piqued my interest was because there is a use case there. You know, it's hard. I've personally had a Zoom call with a person who was writing, I don't know if they're still doing it, but they were involved with a podcast app for kids. And it was very challenging to figure all that out. It's a very manual process. If you could take if you have to sort through 4 million podcasts and figure out the 500 that are made for kids.
Right, but that's daunting. But you know what? Your point is made. We can go, because all the exceptions are obvious. I'm a pedophile. I'm going to make a podcast and call it Made for Kids. I mean, you know, sure. It's obvious. Yeah. It's obvious it will not work for content. It's what's clear is it does one thing. It tells a parent, this is for kids. I made this for kids. You can listen to this and see if it's appropriate for your kid. That's it.
Right. Yes, that's it. And so just to finish my thought, though, it is at least a flag to say you don't have to sort through 4 million podcasts to find those that you will then whittle down. You can start with, you know, a couple thousand.
I'm in agreement.
That's why I think it's worth doing, because otherwise who cares? You see what I'm saying? I mean, like, there has to be some reason for it. And I just want exactly like you said, a responsible parent is going to listen to the content no matter what first. So it doesn't matter what the content ratings are. I hope I never see the word content ratings ever again.
No, it's not a content rating. And I'm just saying yes to have everyone shut the fuck up over it. I'm tired of it. Seriously. It's like, fine, have it for kids. It's not going to change anything except whittle down something that parents have to look through. You cannot, it does nothing. It does absolutely nothing other than give parents a feeling of, oh, I can look at these things and see if it's appropriate. That's all. And most good kids content will never be open and free. It'll be behind a paywall anyway. So I would much rather focus on adult topics.
James is saying that the only reason this exists was for YouTube. There are U.S. laws that, you know, about, you know, was it COPPA and all that kind of stuff. I mean, there's a legal reason to do it that goes beyond YouTube. I understand your point, but I mean, it's worth doing. Well, that may be why Tom's for asking for it, but that's not, it doesn't mean that it's pointless or it's only for YouTube.
I'm now leaving the chat because this chat is now exactly what happens with chats and comments and GitHubs. It turns me into an irritated man.
You've dropped the F-bomb twice. You are irritated. Yeah,
I'm very irritated by all this talk. I want building.
I even dropped it once.
I want more building. I want to work with app developers. I want Martin, where's PodFriend 2, man? I want to have my account on PodFans. I can't retrieve my account. I want to get going. I have stuff to do. I want to make cool shows. I want to play music. The academia is killing me. It's killing me.
I don't want you to die. I mean, like, rescue this or something.
No. But I mean, we just talked for 15 minutes about Made for Kids, and I don't care. I mean, I care that you want it and that you think it's a good thing to do. And I think, okay, great. I don't make content for kids. And if I had kids, I wouldn't trust a Made for Kids thing anyway. And it's just, I think this is the same problem that was going on for 10 years without developers. And now we're just bullying developers into these long, drawn out conversations about what they should do and what is important for them to do.
Look, everybody gets pissed at me when I close an issue on the namespace. Mm-hmm. I'm going to close this issue, and I just want everybody to understand why when I do it.
Yeah. Why didn't you just say that?
Because I don't want to get nasty emails. I'm tired of it.
Yeah, that just is just how it goes. But now I see. It's frustrating at times. It's just all this back and forth, and You know, hey, put pod roll. Great idea. Boom, put it in. Someone implements it. Great. I'll probably use it. You know, this is where we're going wrong. And a lot of people are guilty of this round and round and round. And I think. Yeah. You know, it's just like, let's just get something going. Let's get something done. The lit tag was the best thing we ever did. Very complicated. And boom, it's just working. And you know what? If cross app commons, if the app devs don't feel like it, it's too complicated, I'm fine with that too. Not going to kill me.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world.
It's not the end of the world. You know, I'm okay with that. I do a podcast. I'd love to do more podcasting. I'm a podcaster. No one's asked me what I want, but I'm going to tell you, I want to do music and I want the artist to be compensated. And I think we can kickstart a huge revolution by bringing music radio to podcasting the way it's never been done before. Because unlike radio in the United States, at least, when your record is played on the radio, you don't get paid for it. No one gets paid for it. And I want everyone, including the drummer, to get paid when I play it on my podcast. That's what I want. I think people can get behind that.
Which is always surprising to me that...
and if I might point out, I bring the sats to your door, developers. I bring the Satoshis. Everyone can get up and do a podcast. I get up, do a podcast, and bring you sats.
So how do we make this happen?
What?
We need the mate
for kids?
No, I'm done with that. I'm about to go close that issue right now.
Close it now. Close it live on the air.
Yeah. Yes. I'm sick of it.
I love you, man. We think so alike. Except you're so kind when you say it. I don't know. How do you do it? There's something about you.
The chapters. Like, yes. We need the remote value block and the chapters, and we need reply back, which would be pretty spiffy.
Do we need that, let's do it while we're doing this anyway?
Yeah, let's do it while we're doing it anyway.
TLV we don't need anything, any reply back for doing this at this point. But I like this actually. So then the artist can see who sent the boostergram and can reply back.
Yeah, so here's what I want. I wrote these things down. This is what I want in the TLV. I want, this is my wish list. I want a return address, which it's got to be a JSON block. So it's got to be, because it's got to have all the stuff. It's got to have the node address. It's got to have custom key, custom value. It's got to have that stuff in order to support things properly. I want that. I want an identity key, like a Nostr key that can go into the TLV, like a public key, so that you can, again, by choice.
Ooh, I like that.
Because we were talking the other day about potentially, like, Alex had a good idea about putting a Nostr identity into XMPP. And other, but basically layering these Nostr identities onto other protocols so that they're portable. So if we can do that, we could have a key pair, option in the TLV, an optional, entry where if you wanted to attach an identity to it, you could. And I also want JSON payment tokens, Alex's proposal for, proof of payment, that I want those three things in the TLV, and those I'm going to, but now that, Alwyn from Conshax, now that he's brought Blip 10 over into the namespace, we can it'll be much easier to control the TLV, on our own repo. And since we, rather than having to wait for merging,
right?
From
yeah, Ellen, we can do whatever we want, right? We can just put it.
Yeah,
in
we
our
do what
TLVs.
We want.
Okay, all right. So that's what you want. We know what I want. Meeting adjourned. Great meeting, everybody. Thanks for coming.
That's right. Perfect. Yeah. By the way, does this qualify as minutes?
The first thing I have to do is I have to get Stephen B a motherboard. I mean, he said no development happens until I get my motherboard. Oh man,
Stephen. Tell me what you want.
Yeah, we'll get you a motherboard, man. We'll buy you a motherboard.
Yeah, I'll buy you a laptop.
Laptop? No. I'm in, Dave. We'll pitch in together.
I mean, as long as it doesn't have to be anything super brand new. I mean, you get a laptop for, you know, $50.
Wow, you're man, you are just the man, aren't you, today? Giving away $50. Podcasting 2.0, giving away $50 laptops.
Like a Lenovo, like a 5-year-old Lenovo T15, which is still a great machine. You can find those on eBay for like 50, 75 bucks.
My go-to is the Surface Go version 3.
Mm-hmm.
With running Mint.
That's what I'm saying. These older laptops, well, they're super cheap, yeah, and they still run great.
Very well. Yeah. Dreb Scott actually he said, I wonder if we could use chapter values for NA image art when using art from the art generator. I think I know what he's saying, but just so you know, whenever we use an artist, well, we always use album art from the art generator for No Agenda. If that artist has a Get Albie address or any Lightning address in their profile, I use it, give them 5%. I mean, and you notice that the artists don't talk about that much because they know. It's like, wow, if I get in the block. I mean, the No Agenda block gets some action.
It does.
Get some action, people.
Lots of action in the No Agenda block.
There's lots of action happening there. It doesn't even go to No Agenda. You know, it goes to everybody else, which is why I love it so much. I'm excited about this, and I've already been thinking about a name. There's tons of content. There's tons of music. There's tons of artists. And you know, I'm very excited. I'm so excited about leading the way, and let's have 1,000 music shows. This is what we're missing. You know, you're at the artists are at the mercy of the algo.
So are you waiting to start this show until you get these chapter value blocks?
Yeah, that's all I need. The minute I have that, I'm off to the races. The minute I have that, and as I said, there's a lot of artists who bought back their rights. They have their rights, and they're happy to experiment. And I'm not sure what difference does it make. I'm not making money off it any other way. So yes, I'm waiting for that. And the minute that's there, then we're good to go.
Okay, just writing it down so I won't forget. I'm going to a Comic-Con right after the show.
What?
Up in Huntsville.
You actually going to a Comic-Con?
Yeah, it's up in Huntsville, Alabama. I'm like a huge, I make no apologies, I'm a huge Star Trek nerd. And I'm going to go get my picture made with William Shatner.
Oh, he's going to be there?
Yeah. He's like 1,000 years old.
Wow. That's interesting, Dave. Mm. For all the years I've known you, I did not know any of this.
You didn't know I was a Star Trek nerd?
No.
I keep it to myself, but you know, it's my secret shame.
Are you certain of your sensory?
Definitely a space vessel of some type.
Origin?
Unknown. Could hardly be an Earth ship. There have been no flights into this sector for years.
Now name the episode.
I don't know. There's no way.
The Chinese this week launched something called a quantum communication satellite.
Oh, no, that's something different. I'm just going through all my clips.
You look for Star Trek stuff.
Yeah, well, I have all kinds of stuff. Yeah, we can just...
I had to write it down.
Write what down?
The chapter level value block, so I wouldn't forget it for after the show. Yeah. What... Is there a bed of space music going on?
Oh, yeah. This is Star Trek. This is the Cincinnati Pops Arc Orchestra. This is the Klingon battle theme.
That is the Klingon battle theme.
Yes. Oh, as he recognizes it immediately.
Yes, it is the Klingon battle theme.
Right, yes. There. Push your glasses up on your nose. Hello, nerd.
Hey, you call nerd now, but in a couple of hours, I'll have a picture with William Shatner, and won't.
Can I just say something? I love you, Dave Jones. All aspects of you, all facets. There's nothing wrong with you, my brother. Shall we thank a few people here so we can just take a breath?
We shall.
Yes. And boy, do we have some people to thank. We got some nice boostograms. 55,555. What's a five by five, I guess? 5x5 boost.
Oh, nice.
From Paytar. And he says, for all the drummers out there. Yeah, that's right.
Drummer gets paid.
Yes, drummer does.
By the way, yeah. I've got to throw this in here. So there's a guy here in town that teaches guitar lessons and drum lessons. He's just a great dude. He runs a nonprofit thing for inner city kids, just right down the street from us, to teach kids how to play music.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of great volunteer work and everything. And so, but he's just a cool dude. And so he played and toured with bands for many years. And so he invited us over, me and Melissa, over to his house to eat dinner. And we were over there eating. And he said, cause we donate to their thing. And he was like, saying something about country music. I said, well, I've got to admit to you that my secret shame is that I'm a huge Shania Twain fan. And he was like, dude, we're doing a concert in October where we're doing nothing but Shania Twain covers. And wow. he was like, you play drums, right? I was like, yeah. He's like, our drummer is super flaky and tends to bail out.
You're going
to
play?
If he bails out, can you please play drums for our Shania Twain concert?
Oh, I was cool.
Like, yeah, I was like, yeah. So there's a chance that I will be playing a Shania Twain set,
dude,
in October.
Yeah, what you need is that Tommy Lee cage that flips over. You need to wear the little Speedo.
Spins around, goes upside down. Yeah,
that one. And, sure. Yeah, and a little Speedo underwear. Yeah, man, you could be Tommy Lee. You got do you have tats? You have no tats, do you?
No, I don't do that.
We should get a tat together. Like a
one half of a heart and the other half. You have
exactly,
the other half.
Yeah. Exactly. We got 77,777 from Mike Newman. He says, a striper boost for Mercy Me. Yeah. He says, love Bart and the boys. I love them too, man. Those are really nice guys. They're super nice guys. Great show too. Good music. Curtis Peterson, 50,000 sats. We eat this week, Dave. Thanks for the great discussion and all your work as a consumer of pods. Is there a way to aid podcasters in keeping channels open and ensure inbound capacity? Well,
that's what we do. That's one of our jobs.
That's what we do. I mean, you know, we're still suffering from the Zappapalooza where people. I got a message the other day. You force closed my channel. No, we didn't force close it on purpose. In fact, I've never force closed anything on purpose. That's just the nature of what happens sometimes. So hit us up. We're happy to. If it closes, let us know. We'll open it again. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Harv Hat 1111, Sir Spencer 33,333. He says music splits is a life changer. I love the idea of some dynamic value tag that listens to what's now playing for a live stream that plays music. What Stephen B made with the split kit is a piece of the puzzle. Just something that looks at a dynamic value block that is changing throughout a live item. I love the chapter level value block idea. Well, I think we've kind of figured out what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. And it's live streams are great, and I intend to do some shows lit, but I'm going to have to do some production because we can't release a podcast before with music in it before all the chapter value blocks are in. So we're going to take this one. I'm going to do some little extra work on this, not just ram it out live and get it done. But it's going to be for the ages, and I'm very excited. There's our Sam Sethi, which we read. Thank you very much, Sam. Brian of London, 71,948. So a super Israel boost, 1948 being the date there. Of course, Hive has decentralized identity and comments, smiley face with laughing tears. And here's my boost. It's about two times what I pay for ChatGPT, which I've got to say has become very useful to me learning Vue and JavaScript. Well, good. I'm glad. ChatGPT. I love what's happening with ChatGPT. It's too funny.
Never. I'm never gonna. No, I'm not a chat. No,
not interested. It did write a cool shell script for me. That was interesting. Stephen B. 1111. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, it was a very basic. It's, you know, I could have gone to Stack Overflow. Yeah.
And gotten RM-RF/
There you go. There you go. Martin Lindiskog, 1776. More power to Martin, a pod friend. Best premises. Martin Lindiskog. Absurd observations. Oh, hold on. Absurd observations.
Baller. Shot caller. 20 inch blaze on the Impala.
100,000 Satoshis. How does one not know the intro to Baker Street? That's from our pre-show. Running with scissors emojis. Love these lit conversations and agree with DJ about nostril. Go podcasting!
Go podcasting!
All right. Circus Media. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Elementary Boost. Good work, gentlemen. Thank you for your courage. Thank you very much, Circus Media. Pete Pauling. That's a Dutch guy. 11,111. Nice Satchel Richards. My first live boost. Welcome to the club, man. We got the Mike Newman 101010. Thank you. We got the Dreb Scott Satoshi Slam. Eric PP 33,333. We got the Anonymous boosting for the boost. Thank you with your 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. 8,000 sats from R. Davis 87. Boosting for Dave Jones in concert.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Go podcasting and some service goat karma. No, well, that was the goat. No karma, but a goat.
Goat.
Let's see. Then this is all from the pre-show. Tone Wrecker 1111. Marotta wrote Donna Summer's hit I Feel Love. Yes, indeed he did. 2222 from Tone Wrecker. Friday is live day. Way to kick off the afternoon. Never ending story written by Giorgio Moroder from Limahl. Yeah, we were doing a lot of illegal stuff earlier, weren't we? Anonymous testing the boosterific boosts. Chad F 3333 got my podburst notification. All systems go. Yes. Lyceum. I got a needed positive push from one of my co-hosts on one of my podcasts. Martin, colon, talk to our incoming guests about the value of new podcast apps and features like clips making from an episode. If you are a guest, you are known from internet radio, and here's an excerpt, a teaser from the conversation. I have no idea what I'm reading. Thanks to Fountain Podverse et al. For making it possible. And now with pod fans going from alpha stage to running with scissors, scissors emoji, upside down smile emoji from Martin Lindiskog. And let's see. Then I believe, was there one more here? Davidas.
Davidas. RSS Blue.
29675. Message encrypted in the SAT amount. 29675.
29675. What would the code be?
I don't know what the code. 29675. Upside down be SLG. No, that's not an upside down.
No, it's not working.
You've stumped the band.
No idea what was it, base 64? I mean,
no idea what you're talking about. Hey, no, that's a delimiter. Okay, over to you, Bob.
You teed me up. Okay,
I did. Right. Yeah, you're good to go.
We got exactly one PayPal this week, and that was from Marco, $500.
Oh, we'll take that. Thank you very much, Marco.
Shot caller, 20-inch blaze on the Impala.
I love how we don't have to tell him anything. We don't tell him what to do, and he supports us.
That's what he said. I don't want to be told what to do.
No, so.
And we don't.
We don't. We don't.
It's a very simple relationship.
Yes, it's one of the best ones we have, and we appreciate it so much. We really do. Thank you, Marco. Go Overcast.
I'll read the monthlies first because we've got four of those, and then I'll read the boosts.
All right.
We got monthlies where Michael Goggin, $5, Charles Current, $5, Trevor at Xenor, $5, and Paul Erskine, $11.14.
Thank you. We got six servers running for that. We appreciate that. So those are the monthlies. I think a lot of people gave up too. I mean, I really feel that this tax season hurt us.
It hurt me.
It hurt me for sure. Oh, brother. I'll tell you, it hurt me too. I'm so mad because I could have given more money away. Turns out you can give away more than you used to this year for some reason.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought it was 10 grand but now you can give away more. I'm like, I could have traveled more because I can write that off. No, instead I'm sending it to Ukraine.
It's like, yeah, one high mar at a time. Yeah.
Right. Anyway.
Let's see. So we got some boosts. We got Anonymous, Satchel Richard, Go Podcasting. Thank you, Anonymous.
Thank you.
We got The Trickler. Send us 1234. That would be the Swedish Trickler.
Yes, indeed.
Through Fountain. He says, Go Podcasting.
Yes, we'll give him one.
Go Podcasting! Let's see. Tone Wrecker sent $99.99 through Fountain. He says, World's Colliding, an episode with quality people building things, exploring ideas, and even multiple chat rooms running. Then the Curry Countdown teaser idea tossed out at the end. Boom!
Yeah.
Boost!
Well, and we're taking it beyond the countdown. The countdown is just one part. You know, there was some valid feedback about the countdown that the, you know, this is always the problem with countdowns, with charts, which is why I don't like them. But obviously, we can't just do it on amount of sats received, because then anyone could boost themselves into the top 10.
Right.
So, you know, we have to avoid that.
So it's, I mean, they would essentially do what Taylor Swift does.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. So we want to avoid that. So that's why I'm so excited about just starting a show with artists who are value for value. Everybody gets paid. And by the way, so does your app. Your app gets, everybody gets a piece. You know, I got to say one more thing. So someone on Nostril, let me see if I can load it up here, created something called Zapworthy, and immediately went to No Agenda on an episode and shows that, oh, now I can zap your show. I'm like, please don't do this. You're cutting out everybody who's in the value block split.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh.
This is
it's a problem.
I don't understand. Yeah, I don't. There's no... This is a frustrating thing about the Nostr development community, that they're not seeing all these things, and they're not cutting people, everything. This, okay, I'm not gonna go jihad. I'm gonna go back to Boostergrams.
Okay, because
I'm gonna end up spending 15 minutes. And everybody will leave.
what? Who's left? Is anybody still here?
Pete Pauling.
Pete Pauling, yeah. Pete Pauling.
Do you know Pete Pauling?
Well, it's a Dutch name, and Pete would be Pete, and Pauling is eel. It's a Pauling is a very, the Dutch like eating their eel. They eat eel, Pauling. So we say, hey, like a Pauling chip. Yeah, let me have a Pauling.
He's Dutch, so you must know him, right?
Of course I do. Of course, I probably slept with him. You know, it's obvious.
it's like that old, this old episode of, The Roseanne Barr show. What was Roseanne? This old episode of Roseanne, where it was like one of their her boss or something was gay, and he's like, yeah, I'm gay. He's like at poker night, and he's like, yeah, I'm gay, and nobody knew, and everybody just got super uncomfortable. All these dudes, and they're like, oh, I know a guy who's gay. He lives in Chicago.
You must know him.
Yeah. And he's like, his name's John. He's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I know him. Gay John from Chicago. Everybody knows Gay John from Chicago.
Oh, Sir Bemrose says something in the chat here. Says, perhaps Dave and Adam could publish more information about how the index helps to provide podcasters with inbound sats. That's what we do. Wasn't a very good explanation. I said, literally, send us your node and we'll open a channel. I don't know what more explanation. If someone knows they need inbound sats, then they know what they're talking about. I guess. Okay, maybe it's confusing for, so you can use a custodial service like GetAlbi or even Fountain or any other type of system out there, or you can set up your own. And if you set up your own, we're happy to open a channel to you so that sats can flow to you. And otherwise, we're getting into explaining how the Lightning Network works. I don't think that's what we want to do.
Yeah, if you are having trouble maintaining enough liquidity, ask us for a bigger channel, and we will give you a bigger channel. Yes. I mean, that's pretty simple, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Pete said, send a donation on chain, but somehow it's not showing up on the Tallycoin page.
Oh, hold on a second. We'll check. Is it Tallycoin broken? Tallybum banana? Let me see.
I hope it's not broken. That's the chain, baby.
It's on chain, man. Let's see what we got. I have 9th of April. I thought we read that one.
I don't know.
I don't see anything else on the... Yeah, that was the 33,330. Sam is super cool. If he's like, yeah, that was from Kyron. Something must have gone wrong. I don't know when you sent it. Something must have gone wrong.
Chain.
You broke it, man.
As Fleetwood Mac would say.
Yeah.
Another one from PayPaling, 4321. Ah, I see now why it's not showing up on Tallycoin. I sent the wrong amount.
Oh. Okay, thanks. Yeah, I guess that's right. Yes. Yeah.
Solve a problem by doing nothing at all. Chad F, 3333. Can't wait for Adam's Top 40 radio show. Same here. Cole McCormick from 9999 through Fountain says, celebrating growth. My show, America Plus, has been in the top 50 shows on Fountain for 2 weeks in a row. Got the biggest boost in show's history. Value for value is real. Go podcasting.
Yeah.
Go podcasting!
All right, man. Congratulations. Another value for value story. Success story.
R. Davis 87 with a boob donation, 8008 through Podverse. He says, in the morning, after trying to correct my original boosting, this is what I had originally meant. I'm looking forward to a Wavelake Top 40 Friday nights at 8 o'clock in the merch industry.
Okay.
Hint, boost, eight, boost, boost.
8 o'clock. All right, sure. Yeah, there you go. I mean, I already have no Sunday. Might as well give it my Friday night.
Yeah, sure. You don't need dinner.
I don't need a life. No.
No, no. JDP, 10,000 sats. No note. Thank you, JDP. Clarkian, 25,001 sats.
Nice.
With a beep, beep, boop, boop. Thank you, Clarkian.
Thank you very much.
Rene Hnige, 3521. Did I do that right?
Yeah, very good.
Knige.
All right. Yeah.
Knige. Love the podcast. Let's have a beer if one of you guys are in Utrecht. The Netherlands.
If I'm lost, yes. If I'm lost in Utrecht.
In the middle of nowhere?
Yeah. No, not at all. No, it's actually a pretty cool town.
Utrecht. Okay. Mere Mortals Podcast 2222, a row of ducks through Fountain. He says, super fired up for music and the value blocks.
Well, yeah, too, people getting seep. What are people excited about? What are they excited about?
Yep. Music.
Music, of course.
Sir Bill, 25,000 sats through Fountain. He says, love the music chats. Keep it up.
Yep. We've struck a nerve. Yeah.
Streamer.
Borson Glaber, 100 sats through Fountain. He says, Adam and Dave, you have one of the best intros within podcasting universe. Just wanted to state that. Keep on rocking.
Thank you. We paid for it.
Yes, you paid for it. De Bozak, another boob donation, 8008 through Fountain. No note. Thank you, DeBozak. Absurdient gave us 3,000 sats through Fountain. He says, V for V scissors. Gene Everett, a big row of ducks, 22,222 through Fountain. He says, boost! Love the music end of this. I look forward to posting my own music via Podcasting 2.0.
This is going to be so huge, Dave.
Yeah,
I mean, for sure. Because what do we have? We have, what is the number one category of podcasts right now?
True crime.
After that, it's news. I'd say news-ish type talk stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then for kids.
not yet. Not until you get a tag.
When you get that tag, everyone's going to be making podcasts for kids. I think music will be huge because it's been so impossible to do. And I know that people will gravitate. You know, even though I'm, you know, I like playing the hits. The hits that I know, I'm looking forward to playing new hits and making new hits. That's the dream of every radio guy. I broke that record.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's what you want. Yeah, I broke that record, man. Come on, man. I broke that. And we all made money on it. That's the point.
That's like, I heard this Cleveland, Ohio DJ that was, I think it was a woman. And she was like, she to this day tells the story of how she was the first one to play a Rush song and like broke them out into the American market. Yeah.
And there will be three other DJs across the country who will claim the same thing.
Okay.
But in this case, everyone has receipts, which is kind of cool. literal Nazi, receipts.
22-222 through Fountain. He says, boosting for Sam Means. Been loving his music since the days of the format. Sending V for V his way on Wavelake.
Nice.
Nice. Gene Bean, 22-222. Another big row of ducks through Castomatic. Gene says, wasn't there some talk a little while back about Castomatic or someone working on presenting a different interface when the feed is medium equals music? That could certainly kickstart some V4V music playback. Yeah, I'd suggested that to Franco, and he said that was a great idea. So I don't know if that means he's going to do it.
Say that again. What's the idea?
So the idea was just specifically in Castomatic in this instance that Franco would make a change so that when it detects that a feed is medium of music,
it would
set the player up to do the right thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly what Spotify tried in reverse and pretty much failed at.
Yeah. But Franco will succeed.
Of course he will. He's Franco.
Yeah. That's right. Todd Cochran, 10,000 sats. Adam and Dave, love the show, doing an NAB demo boost.
Ooh, nice. Thank you very much.
A booth boost.
A booth boost. A booth boost, babe. Nice.
Yes. He's the boost, babe.
Yep. Thank you, Todd.
Joel W., Satchel Richards, no note. Thank you, Joel.
I wonder if the person who was getting the demo went, man, Todd's like a tight ass, man. 10,000. That's all he sent.
He's like, oh, Todd, that 10,000, that's a lot. And Todd's like, oh, don't worry about it. It's only like 50 cents. And they're like, well, okay. Boomy. 5,000 sats.
Thanks, Boomy.
Through the podcast and disc website. It says demoing V4V payments. We got demos going everywhere.
Demos everywhere, baby. Love it.
Another one, Mike Dell, 1,000 sats through Podverse. He says, hi, guys, showing off V4V.
Cool. This must have been at NAB, I guess.
Yeah, it must be. Todd Cochran, again, you got Baller Boost. You got your finger on there?
Yeah.
Todd Cochran, 100,420 sats.
Yeah, we know what that's for.
Baller, shot caller, 20-inch blaze on the Impala.
All right, brother, thank you.
Go Podcasting, happy belated 420 day boost.
Go Podcasting!
Prissy Pants sent us 500 sats. Thank you, Prissy Pants. Borlaug, 42,091 sats, says, strong work, gentlemen.
Thank you. That's also 420, I guess, and 91. I don't know. Now I'm just seeing 420s everywhere.
Thanks, Sarge.
Yeah.
Roy Scheinfeld. He's back.
Ooh.
5-4-3-2-1.
He loves us again. Hello, Roy.
Hello, Roy.
Hello.
Don't just stand there. Boost.
Thank you, Roy. From Breeze. From Breeze.
29675 message encrypted in the same amount.
I have no idea what that's about.
Okay. Well, we've got the delimiter here, though.
Ooh.
Comic strip
blogger.
Here
he is. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
33015 through Fountain. He says, dearest Dave and accountable Adam, if imitation be the food of flattery, podcast on. Should at some time your current point of view on that, which is called artificial intelligence, change from the distraction of M5M bluster to one of informed consent, do consider AI.cooking podcast show, where granular Gregory Foreman may provide handy ciders as to the navigate the coming fourth industrial complex. Yo, CSB and Goof.
All right. So ChatGPT, AI, you know what it is? It's the segue. That's what it is.
Segway.
ChatGPT is the new segue.
Didn't somebody die on a segue?
Yeah, the CEO of the company.
He fell off a cliff.
Yeah, pretty much. But I just remember it was the same. Oh, venture capitalists. Everyone had one. All the VC were riding around their offices on the Segway. I had one. I had a castle. I drove the Segway through the castle. And people said, cities are going to change. Life is going to change. Nothing will be the same. The Segway is the future. That's what ChatGPT is to me.
It's the segue of cloud 2.0.
Yeah, segue of Web 3. How about that? Web 3. Something like that. Yeah. Good luck, everybody. Good luck. Good luck finding a business model, Silicon Valley.
That's our group. That's our group for this week.
So good news, bad news. Okay. Wednesday, I have my final oral operation.
Okay.
This will be a 3-hour knock 'em out operation, so not as bad as the first one. It is, of course, entirely possible Friday may be a no-go for me. That all depends on swelling, yeah, etc.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
It's, yeah, not a big deal. We don't have a guest next week.
Okay.
I think is 2 weeks from now May the 5th? I think it is.
Yeah. Because that'll be the 26th. Yes. Yeah.
We got Sam Sethi on May the 5th. 25th, so we don't have a guest next week.
Oh, Sam Sethi coming. That's right. Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
He can explain to us how pod fans work. Mm-hmm. Because, man, when he sends me an email, it's like, whoa, a lot of screenshots.
I'm afraid to actually, like, if I have an idea for a tag,
yeah,
I'm afraid sometimes to say it out loud because I'm afraid he's going to implement
right away.
Yeah.
He'll do the music, though. I know he'll do the music. He'll be all over that right away. All right.
Yep. Okay. Well, I'm going to go get my picture made with William Shatner.
I am so excited for you. Are you going to post that? Post it on the social. Let us know that you want to see it.
I will.
And tell him I said, hey.
I will. Do you know William Shatner?
Absolutely not, but just tell him I said, hey. Okay. Adam said, hey. All right, Dave, have a great weekend, man. Have a good time at the Star Trek convention. Chat room, thank you. Along with the Noster-based chat room, we'll be back, hopefully in a week, right here, Podcasting 2.0.
You have been listening to Podcasting 2.0. Visit podcastindex.org for more information.
Go podcasting!